Well, as Betty said, this week at VBS, we looked at a number of parables, one of them obviously being the parable of the sower. That's what it's often called, although more accurately, I think it should be called the parable of the soils. Parables, as the children learned, are stories that have a deeper meaning. That's why we dug for treasure and say something about the kingdom of God. Now, this parable is somewhat unique, and we didn't read the explanation, but we're given an explanation in the Matthew, which is a bit strange, because in between the parable and the explanation, Jesus says to the disciples, "You'll understand these while other people won't." And then goes on and gives an explanation, which has led some scholars at least to suggest that the explanation was maybe Matthew put the explanation in later to make the point a little clearer. We don't know. In any case, as with many parables, there are a whole variety of lessons that we can draw from the parables. Normally, and I'll talk about the soils in a little bit, we wonder what kind of a soil we are, and of course we are always the good soil, right? We put ourselves. But what if we place ourselves in the place of the sower? Let's think about what it would mean to be in the place of the sower. Now, we need to remember that planting in those days was not like it is today. I mean, they didn't have planters that make nice, neat rows with powerful tillers to work the soil. And the land of Palestine was not your prime growing place. So planting was by broadcast, casting the seed out by hand, and as the parable states, the seed could fall on all kinds of soil with predictable results. The amazing thing in this parable, in some ways, is that some seed actually took root and produced a harvest. That's sort of the surprise in the parable. But I wonder how many of us would persist in those kinds of circumstances. Or would we get frustrated and give up, maybe go and find another way to make a living? The parable suggests that the seed is the word, the gospel that we are to proclaim to the world around us. And the reality is that not everyone is going to receive it or receive it in the same way. And sometimes it's easy to get frustrated and give up. I don't know how many times over the years I have heard members of congregations or even sometimes whole congregations repeat a phrase that, I don't know, somehow it seems to be universal among churches. Someone will suggest that we ought to do something. And then someone will say, "Well, we tried that once and it didn't work." Have you ever heard that before? Which usually that effectively shuts down whatever we're trying to do. Do we really expect that everything we do to spread the gospel will work? Are we only satisfied in trying things that we know are going to be successful? I once heard a definition of conservatism said that being a conservative meant that you never did anything for the first time. So somehow that came to mind. There was a movement quite a number of years ago called the Church Growth Movement, which basically said you should only do those things which are proven to work. The only problem with that is that what may work in one setting may not work at all in another setting. I recall the example of a church in rural Iowa that, in the midst of a drop in hog prices, decided to host a community pig roast, since there were a number of hog farmers in the congregation. And it was a great success. And they made it a regular part of their community involvement, invited the whole community in and had a pig roast. Well, word got out that this was a big success. And so an urban church decided to have a pig roast. It worked at West Union. Why wouldn't it work everywhere? And they tried it. And they discovered that for some strange reason, a pig roast didn't work in town the same way it did in the country. One of the principles of the missional church movement is experimentation. That is, that we need to try a variety of ways to spread the gospel. And we should expect that not all of them will work. And if they don't work, well, fine. Let's move on and try something else until we discover things that will work. Perhaps the time isn't right, the situations have changed, whatever. Things that maybe would have worked in this neighborhood in the past may not work now because the neighborhood is changing. There are more families moving in. Or perhaps some of the things that we tried in the past will work now. The sower kept on sowing the seed, knowing that some of it will grow and produce fruit. Jesus gave us the mandate to spread the gospel, to share the good news. It won't always be successful or yield a harvest, but that doesn't mean that we should give up, because some of what we do will fall on good soil and yield a rich harvest. And then what about the soils? Well, rather than focusing on the soil that didn't produce, which we often do, let's talk about what it takes to be the good soil, to bear fruit for the kingdom. Because we too are ones who hear the word, and the parable suggests that some people, and certainly that includes us, my sentence here doesn't quite make sense. Oh, doesn't include us. Okay, that's what happened here. The parable suggests that some people, and certainly it doesn't include any of us, aren't very good soil for the seed to take root, either not allowing this root to go very deep or allowing many other things to come along and choke out our faith like weeds in the garden. But there is the good soil. And when we talked about the parable this week, I invited Marlene Pittock to come and share with our group. Marlene, as you know, takes care of all the flowers out in front. And she came and talked about what it takes to make them look good. Along with good soil, water, and sunshine, it also takes some work. Some constant gardening to get rid of the weeds, to water when needed, to look after the plants. And so it is with us as well. To strengthen our faith, we need to nurture it, to water it, to fertilize it. We need to pay attention to the weeds that threaten to grow up and distract us from God. Without regular tending to our faith, we will be like those plants that either wither in the sun or get choked out by the weeds. And we also need to recognize that some people will not receive the gospel, no matter how hard we try. But we are called on to help to keep spreading the word, to cast the seed far and wide, knowing that amazingly, and sometimes without us even knowing about it, some of the seed will take root and produce fruit far beyond what we can hope or imagine.